This is Here and Now. I'm Jeremy Hobson, broadcasting from Colorado Public Radio in Denver today as part of our election road trip. And in addition to the presidential vote here in Colorado, voters will also weigh in on a Senate race, on the local House races, and on several ballot questions. One of them would go further than any other state on health care. It's called Amendment 69, and it would create a statewide taxpayer-funded universal health care plan called ColoradoCare. In a moment, we'll hear from people on both sides of the issue. But first, here's Colorado Public Radio health reporter John Daly.
When Obamacare launched in 2014, nearly 400,000 Coloradans signed on, cutting the state's uninsured rate in half and providing coverage even for those with pre-existing conditions. But about 350,000 state residents are still uninsured, and advocates want to take the next step. So they gathered more than 100,000 signatures to put Amendment 69 on the ballot. 35-year-old Andrew Kleiman backs the measure. He says the current system is expensive and unresponsive.
It's not working anymore. I think healthcare is not just in need of reform, but in need of overhaul.
Under ColoradoCare, every state resident would have health insurance. The plan would be funded by a new 10% payroll tax, with employers putting up two-thirds, employees the rest. Small business owner Mike Anton likens it to another state reform.
They were smoking pot when they were writing this plan, because that's about what it represents to me, somebody who's high on drugs.
ColoradoCare's projected year-one budget, $36 billion. That's 40% larger than the state coffers currently hold. In a slew of TV ads, opponents have pounced on the size.
That's the kind of big that just doesn't make sense. Vote no.
Supporters of Amendment 69 say the new program needs to be big to cover everyone, but it will save the state billions a year. Consumers would continue to make co-payments, but would no longer have premiums or deductibles.
In fact, over 80% of Coloradans will save money by voting yes on Amendment 69. How is this
possible? Opponents like Cody Belsley call it untested and risky.
The reality is, if this does pass, Colorado is in uncharted territory.
Yes, it is a referendum on the current system. And what's impressive—
That's Amy Downs. She's with the nonpartisan Colorado Health Institute. The group issued an independent analysis of ColoradoCare. It found the new system would save billions of dollars in insurance company profits and administrative costs, but it also found that without a tax hike, ColoradoCare would likely fall billions short on funds within a decade. Downs says the outcome will be closely watched nationally.
If this were to work in Colorado, it could easily spread to other states.
In 2011, Vermont flirted with a single-payer system. Legislation was passed, but it was never funded, and the plan died. Now, supporters and opponents of the idea are looking to see if Colorado voters are willing to accept a tax increase to get universal health care. For Here and Now, I'm John Daly in Denver.
One of the biggest opponents of ColoradoCare is the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce, which represents the business community, and is worried that Amendment 69 will hurt Colorado's economic competitiveness. I sat down with Kelly Bruff, president and CEO, at her downtown Denver office, and asked why she's opposed.
Well, I think we have a number of concerns at the chamber. The biggest is it's the largest tax increase in our history. It's like doubling the size of state government. The current state government of Colorado is $27 billion, and this is a $25 billion tax increase with tremendous uncertainty about what you'll get for it. So we think it's a bad idea. And you also, this is not an experiment that we should be running in Colorado. Other states who've looked at it have walked away from it, recognizing it's a bad idea to try to go it alone.
But when you cite that $25 billion figure, isn't that less than the current system, which costs Colorado about $30 billion?
Well, I think it's very hard to quantify what the current system is. We relied on an independent organization, the Colorado Health Institute, who actually found this isn't a sustainable model, that the taxes raised here will not be enough. As a matter of fact, over a decade, they predict $7.8 billion shortage in being able to run this system.
So what about the people who are uninsured then? the hundreds of thousands of people in Colorado who are uninsured? What are they supposed to do if something like this is not the answer?
Yeah, well, it's interesting. In Colorado currently, close to 95% of Coloradans have health insurance coverage now. We've expanded the coverage to insure. I think we're one of the highest level of insurance coverage for residents in the country. And so I think we have to continue to look at how do you ensure people have that coverage, but this isn't the answer to that.
What is the answer?
Well, you've seen an expansion of some of the programs in Colorado to bring more federal money and put more state money toward Medicaid and ensuring those who can't afford it are getting coverage.
The Chamber of Commerce has also made the case that businesses aren't going to want to be here because of ColoradoCare, if ColoradoCare passes. Do you have evidence of that? Have they said we're not going to come to Colorado or we're going to leave Colorado?
Yeah, well, I think what you're setting up for both the employees and the employer is being the only state in the country who companies no longer would compete on their ability to provide you health insurance, that it now becomes a state provision. And so our companies lose a competitive advantage that they'd have with no other state entering this system. You would also have a system where you could move to the state of Colorado and not pay a dime into this system and you'd be covered. That would be
Wouldn't you have to be a taxpayer, though, in
no,
order
you
to
do
be
not.
Covered?
You do not. When you're a resident, you're covered, so you do not have to be employed. And yet who pays for it are the employers and the employees.
Isn't it attractive, though, to have a system where you have no deductibles and no premiums?
Well, I think we all would love it. But the truth is, when an independent organization tells you that's not financially feasible, you either are going to have deductibles or copays. You're going to have less things covered, which means you'll pay completely for them out of pocket, or we're going to have to raise the taxes. What you realize is what's before you is not going to work.
But I think the proponents of this measure would say the current system is not financially feasible either. We're spending ever more and more money on healthcare.
Yeah, I think what we would all agree is we have to continue to improve our healthcare coverage and system in this country. But that doesn't mean you take the one of the least financially. What we know on the front end, this doesn't fiscally work. So it can't be the solution to what we do next. But it also doesn't mean we stop trying to figure out how we improve our system.
That's Kelly Bruff, the president and CEO of the Denver Metro Chamber of Commerce. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for including us.
Well, for the pro-ColoradoCare argument, we met up with Jeannie Nicholson, a Democrat who served in the Colorado State Senate. She's also a former nurse. I asked her why she's in favor of ColoradoCare.
Because ColoradoCare Amendment 69 will provide universal health care in Colorado. Every Colorado resident will have excellent, affordable health care, and we will save billions.
Save billions, because that is one of the arguments from the people who are against Amendment 69 is that this is going to cost a lot of money. It's going to add $25 billion to the state's budget.
The tax increase will be $25 billion in the first year, but we're already spending $30 billion now. Usually a tax increase is for something new that you don't have right now, like a new elementary school that you want to build. This particular tax increase is different. It's a tax savings because we will replace our health insurance premiums with a premium tax that will save us money because we're spending $30 billion now. We'll be spending $25 billion when this measure passes.
What about the concerns that the numbers that are being projected are not going to be the final numbers and that it will end up costing more than people think it will?
The projection that we will not be able to operate in the black is inaccurate. It is based on the assumption that we won't be able to draw down the hospital provider fee that is associated with Medicaid dollars at the federal level. That's an erroneous assumption. There is nothing in the hospital provider fee that precludes us being able to use those funds. There are many, many examples in the recent past of encouragement by Medicaid for state innovation. ColoradoCare clearly is state innovation.
What do you say to the concerns, and we heard it from the head of the Chamber of Commerce, that doctors will leave the state and that businesses will want to leave the state?
That's pure speculation on the part of the Chamber of Commerce. And I believe that evidence, solid evidence, is much more reliable than speculation. Let me give you a couple of examples. We don't have any evidence that when we expanded Medicaid in Colorado and other states did not, that a number of people came to our state in order to take advantage of that expanded Medicaid coverage. Mm-hmm. We looked at Saskatchewan, one of the first provinces, in fact, the province in Canada that initiated universal health care. And in Saskatchewan, the doctors did not leave. Poor people didn't come to Saskatchewan from the neighboring provinces. The poor people who needed health care in their provinces said, we want what those guys have. So within 5 years, Manitoba, Alberta also had universal health care for their people.
So how are you going to overcome the opposition in these final weeks? The polls don't look good for this amendment right now.
Well, if enough people understand Colorado Care and why it benefits them, we will win this election.
If it doesn't work out this time around, will you and others try to do it again another time?
Yes, because it's the right thing to do.
That's Jeannie Nicholson, a former Democratic member of the Colorado State Senate and a big advocate of Amendment 69, which would implement universal health care here in Colorado. Jeannie Nicholson, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, you've heard both sides there. What do you think? And if you're not here in Colorado, would you like to see your state implement something like ColoradoCare? Our website is hereandnow.org. You can weigh in there.